This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 5/10/2008, 6 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Got a question about your future? Call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you for another hour on WPRO, taking your calls and making predictions based on a background in astrology and an ordinary deck of playing cards. If that's not completely clear to you, you just stay tuned for a few minutes because I'll be going right back to the phones and it'll get very clear. Here's the rules. They're simple. When you call in, you speak to Ken. He'll ask your first name. He'll ask your birthday. When you come through to me, I need you to ask one specific question just because there's not enough time for me to take a look at your whole future. That's it. Nothing more to it. Not complicated. Let's start with Stephanie in East Providence. Stephanie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey there. I see that you are calling about your husband who is a Capricorn.
Yes.
And what's your question for him?
He got laid off at the beginning of the year, New Year's Day to be exact.
Oh, dear.
And has been looking ever since. He's got interviews, but nothing really, you know, promising around these parts. We're thinking about expanding our search, but I'm hesitant to, you know, move cross country.
Oh, sure.
Obviously. So I'm just wondering if you see anything employment-wise in the near future, because things are getting very tight.
I bet they are. You know, the thing that's frustrating for me listening to you is that I know there's a bunch of planets in his chart that are very well placed. So I find myself wondering why. I mean, he's very young. He hasn't even hit his Saturn return, which is 29 to 30. And he's a Capricorn, and Jupiter's in a great place. Saturn's in a great place. Uranus is not in a bad place. Neptune, Pluto, not one of these planets is in a place that ought to represent an inability to find something. So it makes me question a couple of things, Stephanie. Does he need credentials that are different from what he has right now? Does he need to expand his own skill set?
He's overeducated.
He's
over. He has two master's degrees.
Okay.
And when people see that, I honestly think that perhaps is the problem. They think that they have to pay him too much or something.
So why doesn't he take that off his resume? Nobody ever said.
Then he has to account for 2 years of his life.
No. Well, listen, there's loads of ways around this if you're a little bit clever. For example, let's say somebody, well, like your husband, he hasn't worked in the year 2008 because he was laid off on New Year's Day.
Right.
However, that means that he was employed from, let's say, 2006 to 2008.
Right.
Nobody knows that the last day he worked in the year 2008 was January 1st.
Yeah.
You see what I'm telling you? Mm-hmm. There are ways around this. All right, I have the card that represents him, the King of Clubs. And in the sixth house, which is employment, there's a Ten of Diamonds, Five of Hearts, Jack of Hearts, nice cards, Five of Spades, meaning doesn't like it. I think that there's got to be something that he can get, and I believe that there's something that he can get as soon as June 10th. How's that for being very specific? That is a date that absolutely shows up here. There is a J and a 10 right beside him, and a J and a 10 in the 11th house away from him, which is about hopes. I believe that he can have a job by June 10th. Now the question is, where does he go to find it? It is not on the internet. There's nothing in the 9th house that's working for him. Looking at his 11th house, the 11th house is one of the best places, and that's talking directly to people who he knows. Mm-hmm. I assume by now he has talked to everybody that he knows?
Pretty much, in the Boston-Providence area, as well as friends out in California and Portland, Oregon, and, I mean, he's starting to really kind of look outside of this area.
Okay. Well, the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card, falls with the Six of Hearts, which is about employment, and they fall in the 10th house of the reading. The 10th house would take us south from here, and it's pretty much due south. So I don't think that that's heading toward California at all. I think that's heading more toward Washington and Virginia and perhaps the Carolinas.
Okay.
And I think that it is about six states south from here.
Okay,
so now you have two very specific pieces of information. It's six states south, and it's by June 10th. And you've got to call and let me know.
Okay.
All right, Stephanie, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Paul in Coventry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, Paul. I see you're a Sagittarian. What's your question for me tonight?
I met someone online on an online personal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Leo.
Yeah.
And we've been basically exchanging emails.
Sure.
Cautiously.
Yeah.
And, you know, we really haven't got to the point where we're going to meet yet. And I'm just wondering if, you know, going to progress into an actual you know, face-to-face relationship.
Okay. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
The King of Hearts is you, and you said that she was born under the sign of?
Leo.
Leo, and certainly Sagittarius and Leo can make a lot of sense. In fact, the card that represents her falls in the seventh house of this reading, and that's the box of marriage and partnership. So what it seems to me to suggest is she already has expressed to you qualities that you find very appealing. So I'm not saying yes. I'm not going to say that you're going to marry her. I don't know that. But does it look as though this is someone who you would actually enjoy meeting? The answer is yes. And I would like to suggest a couple of dates to you that might work out very well for you to meet her. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, we have some odd little aspects coming up late May. So if you don't get to meet her soon, then I would hold off. All right? Here's a date that I kind of like as a nice date to meet her on, and that is on Wednesday the 21st.
Okay.
After Wednesday the 21st, we're in a Mercury retrograde. Now, it wouldn't be bad to see her again during a Mercury retrograde, but I'd prefer that you not meet her for the first time during that. So then I would want to wait until we got to about the 21st of June. I know that's a long stretch, but I would want to wait until about the 21st of June when the sun would be in Cancer and the moon would be in Aquarius, which could be a very nice first evening for just conversation, because that's all we want on a first evening. So I think it would make sense to try to see her, to meet her sooner rather than later. And I believe that you'll find her interesting. I don't know whether you're going to want to get seriously involved. I'm not so sure about that. But I think that you would enjoy meeting her, and then we'll see what develops.
Sure.
All right, Paul. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Sue in North Kingston. Sue, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, Sue. And let's see. You're born right at the tail end of the sign of Gemini. What's your question for me tonight?
I'm concerned about my financial status.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you working at this time?
No.
Are you completely retired? Are you interested?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm retired.
Okay. The Queen of Diamonds represents you. I can certainly understand being concerned. I mean, the cost of gas, the cost of heating oil, the cost of food, everything goes way up beyond whatever retirement accounts you have available to you. And what I want to see is whether it would make sense for you to consider going back to work on a very part-time basis and whether that might make the difference between feeling a little insecure and feeling comfortable.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
It is not possible for you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's unfortunate because the Queen of Diamonds, which is you, falls right in the 10th house, and the 10th house does represent the idea of doing some part-time work.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be impossible even if you could do something out of your house?
No, I can't.
Okay. All right. All right. You know whether you can or you can't. All right. So looking at your question about your feelings about your finances, in your second house, which is money, the cards are not bad. There's a three of spades there, but it's on the level of worry. The first card is an eight of hearts, and the other cards are diamonds. And that's the same kind of thing in the eighth house. Now, the eighth house represents pensions and that Social Security and whatever other money you have. And the cards there are predominantly clubs, which indicates stability. All you can really do is find ways to cut corners, wherever you possibly can cut a corner to save a little money. And there are some ways to do that, even in terms of how you shop and how you cook.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make a couple of adjustments like that, I believe that you'll save just enough money each month so you don't feel worried.
Okay.
I don't see you as being truly in jeopardy, but I do think you need to make some slight adjustments.
Okay.
All right, Sue, thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Tim in Warwick, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey,
Hi,
Tim.
How are you?
I am well, thanks. And I see that you're born under the sign of Scorpio. What's your question for me?
My question is, what do you see about my current position and my company?
Okay.
What is my future? Because I'm kind of considering if I should change my job.
Mm-hmm. You know, Tim, it's interesting. I have spoken to a good many people tonight who are right around the ages of 28, 29, and 30. And that's the Saturn return period. And you're right in the midst of that. And it's a time when people frequently feel the need to change careers because they recognize things are not going the way they might want them to. And so I have cards around you that indicate, indeed, it would make sense for you to look at other opportunities, and there do seem to be opportunities available for you. There's one particular situation. There's a woman who's a little taller than average. She's about 5'8", and I think she's in her early 40s. And the color red is around her. I don't know if she drives a red car or if she works at a company that has the name red in the title. But this is a woman who works someplace that connects to something that you do, and somehow she's going to show up, and she could be instrumental in helping you to find a new direction in terms of work. I don't think that you have to worry about, quote-unquote, losing the job that you have. It's just not taking you where you want to go at all. And very clearly the planets do indicate it's time for you to talk, to really look around for a change.
Okay.
All right.
Do you see that I would like move to outstate?
That's a different question from this.
Okay.
And I really can't answer more than one, but I can tell you there's work available to you, and the first place that it seems to show up is the Ace of Hearts, which is in the fourth house, and the fourth house is nearby as opposed to the distance. So it may be, Tim, that short term the thing to do is find a job here, and long term you might look for something outside of Rhode Island. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm astrologer Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. taking your calls. Our lines are jammed. When you hear me say goodbye to someone, please join us. By the way, before I start back at the phones, I just want to let you know that should you be interested in a private consultation, I have an office here in Rhode Island. I do see people by appointment. And my office phone number is 401-333-7970. Back to the phones. Let's start with Jen in East Greenwich. Jen, welcome to the program.
I was wondering what you see for my finances.
Sure. You're born under the sign of Gemini, and are you working currently, Jen?
No.
You are not. Are you looking for a job?
No.
Stay-at-home. You're a stay-at-home mom? I'm sorry, Jen?
Yeah, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Okay, so you want to know how your husband's doing financially, or if there's some money coming to you from some other source?
Yeah, or if I should be looking.
Okay. All right, what's your husband's birthday?
113.
That makes him a Capricorn. And I have the card that represents him. And I have the card that represents you. How old are your children?
Four. We have a four-year-old.
We have a four-year-old. Okay. The Queen of Diamonds represents you. And in the sixth house, which is about employment, there are cards that represent an opportunity for you as we get toward fall. And that's when, of course, your four-year-old could go into a preschool situation. And I do think that that would be the time for you to look for something else because finances look a little pinched. I think your husband's doing a reasonable job, but I do think that things are a little bit tough. And work looks difficult. There's some real struggles at work. There's some real struggles within the company. And so he's not going to be getting any kind of significant raise anytime soon. So if what you were hoping was that there might be some unexpected windfall on that level, I don't see that.
Okay.
But what I do see is you get a very good man there who's doing his best.
Yeah,
he really is.
Yeah.
And the only thing is that this might not be the right time to become pregnant again.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Did you want to have another baby sometime soon?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you have an ace with you and a jack and a five in your fifth house, and your husband has a five in his fifth house, and those are all testimonies that suggest plenty of potential for there to be another child. So if you're not interested, do be careful. Okay, Jen, thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Jackie, on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hi, hey. How are you?
I'm well, Jackie. I see you're a Scorpio. And what is your question for me?
My question is, I was in a relationship a few months back with someone I was with in an intimate relationship for 5 years.
Yes.
Because of the lack of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, we've been contacting me and trying to express his change and his level of commitment. And my question is, do you see anything developing in that relationship?
Okay. Jackie, the Queen of Spades represents you since you're a Scorpio. What's his birthday?
He's a Pisces,
and the King of Spades falls right in your seventh house of marriage and partnership, but he falls with an Eight of Spades, and that's not encouraging. That's a card, in fact, that makes me not trust him very much. I'm sorry to put it in such a blunt fashion.
Well, that's, Okay.
But I don't. I don't trust him. And right now I feel myself getting very angry at him. Because, you know, the fact is, after being in this relationship as long as you have been, there's really only a few words that he should dare say to you. And those words really amount to, I realize I love you. I realize I miss you. Will you please marry me?
There you go.
And if he's not ready to say those words, then I, for one, in your situation, Jackie, would never have anything more to do with him.
And that's basically, that's where I'm at.
You are a Scorpio. You can attract somebody new tomorrow.
Yeah.
You don't need that. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Jenna on a cell phone. Jenna, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, thank you. And I see you're a Leo.
I am.
And your question?
Oh, I'm considering purchasing a house at the moment, and I was just, I guess, trying to decide if it seemed, if there was anything in the cards that suggested it wasn't a good idea to do at the time.
Okay, Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. Would you be doing this alone, or is there a man with you in this?
Potentially another person, yes.
Okay, because there's another person who falls right beside you, and that's why I asked the question.
Okay.
Now, in your eighth house, which is all about investment, you have three clubs and an eight of hearts. Those are very good cards.
Okay.
And in the box that has to do with money, once again, you have really nice hearts and diamonds, all indicating that you can make this happen. Now, here's the problem, Jenna.
Yeah.
When Leos have $2, they go out and buy a color television set. A big one. When they have 200, they go out and buy a sports car.
Uh-huh.
When they have 2,000, they go out and buy a house. Am I making a point?
Yes, yes.
So, let's be modest here.
Okay.
And if you're willing to be modest, there's so much in the way of opportunity for buying houses at this time.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, so much. You know, if I wanted to buy a house right now, I think the first thing I would do would be go to the bank, of course, to get pre-qualified for a mortgage.
Yeah, and I'm in the process of doing that.
I would also ask the loan officer whether the bank has any foreclosure properties.
Uh-huh.
Because the banks don't want to own houses.
No, that's correct.
And I don't know, but that there might be some opportunity. I don't know anything about buying mortgage foreclosure properties. I'm sure there's any number of people listening to this program who could give us information about that. But the fact is that it seems to me a reasonable place to start would be with the mortgage loan officer at the bank.
Okay.
All right, Jenna.
Very good. And is there any problem associated with the other person?
No.
No. Okay.
None that I saw.
Do you see anything else in there?
Yes. If you call my office for a private consultation, I can see everything else in there. But right now you were side by side, and that certainly indicates of one mind.
Okay. Very good.
Good luck, Jenna. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Donald in Providence, welcome to the program.
How are you?
I'm well, Donald. And let's see, you're a Taurus.
Yeah.
And what's your question for me?
Is my luck going to change any?
Is your luck going to change any ever?
Yeah.
Ever, ever, ever.
Yeah.
Was it ever good?
No.
It's always been terrible.
Yeah.
And you're not a young guy anymore.
No.
So why do you think it's going to change? Just curious here.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry.
If I knew, I wouldn't be calling.
Look, astrology is all about pattern, Donald.
Yeah.
So if the pattern's been not such good luck, there's every reason to believe, sadly enough, that it doesn't get a whole lot better.
Oh.
However, I'm an internal optimist. So if you want to play a four-digit number, right?
Yeah.
If you are interested in playing a four-digit number, the number that I would select for you is 2451.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an alternative, and the alternative number is 1450.
All right.
Those are your two numbers, Donald. Good luck with them. Let me know if it pays off for you. I certainly hope it will. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Carol on a cell phone. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hey, Carol. I see that you are a Virgo, and what's your question?
Well, I've resigned my position. I'm scheduled to retire at the end of the month, and I'm being very apprehensive about it. I think I need to know if I made a good decision.
Okay, of course you're apprehensive about it. You're a Virgo. What have
That's
you ever
right.
done in your life that was a big change that didn't cause you apprehension? Was there ever anything?
Probably not.
No, I don't think so. I have the card that represents
Probably
you.
Not.
Okay, listen, you know what? It was so time for you to go.
It is.
Oh,
good.
My goodness.
That's how I feel.
Oh, my goodness. When I look at these cards, it was so time for you to go.
Okay.
And you know what? You love your home. And you are really going to enjoy the summer. You've got gorgeous cards in the fourth house.
Good.
It is such a right time for you to do this. And your eighth and your second house cards, which are all about money, indicate plenty of reason for you to feel comfortable. I am not worried about you in the least. You didn't do this abruptly.
No, that's true.
You thought about it for quite a while. You could have left a while ago.
Yeah.
And it really, really, truly was time for you to go. And everybody around you had been telling you that.
Well, that's all true. So I guess I've made the right decision, but I'm not sleeping. I'm so apprehensive. It's unbelievable.
Okay, here's what you need to do. You need to stop focusing on what you're not going to be doing and start focusing on what you are going to be doing.
And then
I think you're going to be happy, happy, happy.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. We're very close to the end of this half hour. Stay with me. We got another half hour to spend together. You're listening to the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock, and you know what comes up after that, Beyond Reality with Jason Haas and Grant Wilson. But you and I have plenty of time left right now to talk. So the phone number is 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Lines are busy right now. When I say goodbye to someone, please join us. Let's go back to the phones and start with Paul in Fall River. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well, Paul. I see you're a Gemini. What's your question for me?
Hi, we're looking to buy a house this summer.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at one right now, but it's a little high price range.
Right.
Would you see a house, this one, or any house in the future?
Let's take a look. The King of Diamonds is the card that represents you, and is this you and a wife?
Yep.
And what's her birthday?
August 13th.
So she's a Leo. That's a very nice combination, by the way. How long have you been married?
About 15, 16.
Very good. You married very young. I have the King of Diamonds, which is the card representing you, and you fall with gorgeous cards. You fall with three hearts, and the hearts are the best cards in the deck. And it certainly does indicate plenty of opportunity for you to find what you want. This particular house does look like it's a little out of range. But, you know, we're at a point in the real estate market where it seems to me if I wanted to buy a house right now, I would look at it, and I'd make an offer that I'm comfortable with. And either it happens or it doesn't happen. Your wife has very nice cards in her fourth house as well. I would be optimistic that you can indeed find what you're looking for, even if it's not this particular house. But don't shy away. If you see a house that they're asking $450,000 and you don't want to spend more than $375,000, what have you got to lose by saying, I'm offering $375,000? And if the realtor says back to you, I can't even make that offer, I know they won't take it, you say, I want you to make that offer, because the realtor has to do what you tell her or him.
Okay, do you see any time range?
Yes, I think that at any time, 4 to 6 months maximum, and September is a very real possibility.
Okay.
All right, good luck with that. Thanks for the call, Paul. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Trisha in Rockland, Mass., welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Trisha, I see that you're a Gemini.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
What do you see in my financial future?
All right, Tricia, let's see what's going on. Are you retired?
No.
You are working still?
I'm still working, but they're laying off.
But they are laying off. Okay. The Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. And let's see what's going on in your second house with its money, the sixth house, which is employment. Okay, your employment cards look terrible. Oh, I'm sorry. These are not good cards. I don't think things look real good for you at all. The company is not only laying off right now, but it looks to me as if this may be the second round of layoffs and there's going to be a third.
Yeah.
The writing is very clear here. You know what's going on, Tricia. If you need to continue working, you got to start looking elsewhere.
Well, that's what I've started doing.
Good job. Good job. And I think you're going to find something else. But you're completely right about your company. It's not in good shape. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Lynn on a cell phone. Lynn, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Lynn. I see you are a Taurus, and what is your question for me?
I've been looking for my Mondo, and it's been pretty poor.
Lynn, you're breaking up on me really badly.
Oh, okay. Is that any better?
If you stay very still, let's see what happens. Try the question one more time.
Okay, romance.
Okay. Want to know about meeting somebody cute. Is there anybody around who interests you right now?
Not Not currently, no.
Okay. I have the card that represents you, and you fall with some really nasty cards around you right at the moment, I am sorry to say. So it does indicate that things are not going the way you want them to right now. And it also means you got to do something you're not doing. You got to put something in the mix that isn't there. And it's not the internet, by the way. It's not internet dating. You've got cards up there that say, no, that doesn't interest me, and I don't think it'll work for you. In fact, the best cards of all four fall for you in the area that represents best friends. You have the Queen of Hearts there, which would be a woman who's a really close friend of yours. She's someone who you may have known since, like, the sixth grade. You know exactly who she is. Now, is she in a relationship right now, or did she also just break up recently?
Most of my friends, I actually don't have anybody earlier than high school in my life right now. But all those people are married at this point with children.
Okay. All right. The Queen of Hearts that I'm looking at falls with a six. I thought that may have meant that you had known her since sixth grade. You say no to that. There's a 10 next to that. That could be 10th grade. The other possibility is sixes represent work and tens represent the company. So it could therefore be someone at work. I think that you guys have got to get together and throw a party.
Yeah. Okay.
And
sounds like a doable thing.
Okay. Now here's how the party works. You have to invite a man to the party who you know but with whom you are not involved. And every single person who comes to the party has to bring someone of the opposite sex with whom he or she is not involved. So you have to bring a man, and your girlfriend, she has to bring a man. And if they know a man, he has to bring a woman and so forth. And in that way, you make sure that there's no axe murderers present. They're all people who are accounted for, and I do think you can meet someone, but right now, the picture's not clear enough for me to be able to identify him. All I could see really quite clearly was the process that was necessary. So, good luck with that. I hope it goes well, Lynn, and I hope I can talk to you about the guy once you've met him. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Kathy in Narragansett, welcome to the program. Hi, Kathy.
Do you see anything in my future regarding my love life?
Well, let's take a look, Kathy. Let's see if there's someone out there. You're born at the very tail end of the sign of Gemini. Queen of Diamonds is the card that I use to represent you. And there was a man who you thought kind of highly of, but he wasn't really free. I think you thought that he was unattached, but he was still somehow connected to this woman, and that was a hurtful situation. So I'm now trying to look past him. And there are two kings who show up, and they both fall in the 12th house. Now, the 12th house is people who you knew a long time ago, and that sort of represents the idea of reunions. So if there were some sort of a get-together, a large family reunion, or a high school reunion, or a college reunion, something that really is like a gathering of people who you have not seen in a long time, that is the best chance for you to meet someone with whom a relationship is possible. You fall in the ninth house from that, and the ninth house represents that these are people who have thought of you through the year. There are two men. Was there one man who you kind of liked a lot in high school who... he had dark curly hair. He was involved in sports, but he also had an officer in the club in the class.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Have you thought about him at all, sort of recently?
No.
I think you should try to find out a little about him.
Okay.
All right. I want you to sort of go back through like the high school, your yearbook, because there's two guys. One of them is this one. And the other one was sort of a little bit quieter. He was very tall. He was very slim. And he was kind of a quiet guy. And he's a very nice person. Either of these guys is possible. That's, to my eye, that's your best chance at finding somebody new. Good luck with that, Kathy. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Lori in Swansea, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I am well, Lori. I see that you're a Capricorn. And what's your question for me?
I'm just inquiring about my marriage.
Okay. And what's your husband's birthday?
10/14/56.
All right. So he's a Libra. Libra and Capricorn are very different people. And over the years, you certainly have come to know each other very well. How long have you been married?
Approximately 11 years.
Okay. So this was not your first marriage?
No.
And it wasn't his either?
Yes, it was for him.
It was his first marriage.
Yes.
Okay. So you're the Queen of Clubs, and he is the King of Diamonds. And I have the card that represents you. And you fall, well, he falls in your seventh house, which is the marriage box, and he falls with all four suits, which does indicate your feeling of confusion. You know, Libra gets the best press in all of astrology. What I mean by that is, if you pick up Sun Sign Astrology books and you read what it means to be born under all the different signs, Libra comes off sounding like the best sign. And that is because Librans come across as being genuinely nice. They're easy to get along with. They're not confrontational. They're pleasant people. They also make you crazy. Oh, I know every Libra in the audience is saying, Myrna, what are you saying? Here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, Librans have a hard time coming out and saying, I don't like this, or I don't like that, or I want it this other way. They have a hard time confronting directly. And the result of that is sometimes you just don't know where you are. You don't know where you're standing. You don't know what he wants. You don't understand. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, according to this, the problem comes more from your dissatisfaction than from his. And I think that the two of you have to find a way to talk. So can your marriage last forever? Sure. But only if you feel comfortable that you know where he's coming from, what he wants, what he doesn't want. He seems to be in a transition. He seems to be in a position of flux. And I think you need to understand that better.
Okay.
I think you need to talk with him. I think you need to tell him what's bothering you in ways that he understands.
Okay.
I think you need to make sure that he knows what you want that you're not satisfied with, and vice versa. Because I'm not so sure that you know. Do you know if there's something that he wants in this marriage that he's not getting from you? Do you know what that is? That's
possibly
a yes, no. Okay. You should know very clearly. And if you don't, that's his responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. If he wants something from you but you don't know what that is, that's his problem. He needs to tell you.
Right.
So I think the two of you can work on this relationship and make it a very solid one all over again. But I think it needs work, and I think it needs work now. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Debbie on a cell phone. Debbie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Debbie. I see that you're born under the sign of Pisces. And
yes,
what's your question?
We just recently sold our home, and we're undecided as to whether we're going to move somewhere locally again, mm-hmm, or move across country.
Okay,
Deb. I'd like to know.
All right, let's take a look. You're a Pisces, and what's your husband's birthday?
226.
So he's also a Pisces.
Yeah.
All right. And you sold the house, so that was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now the question is, what do we do? What do we do
right
now?
Right.
Okay. All right. I have the King of Spades, which is your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I don't know. That's
right
what he says. He says, I don't know. He says, I can't seem to make up my mind yet.
Exactly.
Okay. And the Queen of Spades is you, and you'd like to be more decisive, but you want to know where he's coming from, so you also say, I'm not so sure.
Right.
Now, I will say that the cards right now are almost a tied score when I look between the fourth house, which is living locally, and the ninth house, which is far away. The ninth house gets a slight plus edge on your husband's part, but
mm-hmm
not on your part.
Right.
So,
that's right.
So I think this has to do with other family members.
It does.
Okay, well, that's what's showing up here. And what it comes down to is, since you have a very strong opinion about wanting to stay here, and he's not all that decided, I think for the time being the best choice is to stay here.
Okay.
All right, Debbie. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Please stay right here. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to News Talk 630, WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock, followed by Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. We're going to go back to the phones in a minute, but I do want to remind you that should you be interested in private consultations, whether short ones or long ones, I am available by appointment at my office in Lincoln, Rhode Island. And the phone number there is 401-333-7970, 401-333-7970. 7970. Let's talk to John in Lincoln. John, welcome to the program.
Hello, Myrna. How are you?
I am well, John, and I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer.
Yes, I am.
And what's your question for me?
My question is, will I be moving to a new apartment this year.
Let's take a look. The King of Spades is the card that represents you. And just thinking where Jupiter is in your chart, it's in a place that could really help you to achieve something important to you, although the timing may be a little bit off. It might be more likely to be the year 2009 rather than the year 2008. So I think that the new apartment is something you will get, but I'm not confident that it's going to happen to you within this calendar year, John. Are you on a list? Are you waiting for an opportunity?
No, I'm not.
So you're just looking for a new apartment?
That's all, right.
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing is plenty of opportunity for you to see things, but nothing that you really love.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think that there's a greater opportunity for you right after the beginning of the new year.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much for answering my question.
You're welcome, John. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Jacqueline in Warwick. Jacqueline, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. My grandson is 20 years old, and he's in the Air Force, and he's leaving soon to go to the United Arab Emirates.
He's going to the UAE, yes.
And I was wondering if he's going to get there safe.
Okay, let's take a look at what's going on. He's born under the sign of Aquarius, and we want to see these cards and see if all looks well for him. The King of Diamonds is the card that represents him. And when you ask about someone's safety, the card that I'm really concerned about, of course, is the Nine of Hearts. It falls in his sixth house, and that protects his health. That's good news. His ninth house cards also look okay, and that's promising in terms of keeping him healthy in the distance. But certainly he is surrounded by women, not just you, who are very worried about him, which of course I would be too.
Yeah.
But he looks like he's going to be okay, Jacqueline.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Sarah in Providence. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Hi.
How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I am well, and I see you're an Aries, and what's your question for me?
I'm curious about the health of my family. Is that too general?
Yep.
Okay.
How many people are there in the family?
Well, there's five of us.
Well, yes, that would be like five questions.
Okay, all right. Let me focus on my oldest son.
Okay. And what's his birthday?
May 20th, 1991.
So May 20th makes him born at the very end of Taurus. 1991
Correct.
Makes him still a very young man. He's, what,
yes.
17 years
yes.
old. Has he had health problems?
No.
So?
No.
Okay, so I'm confused.
No, not. Just general well-being then.
Okay, all right. Sarah,
what
honey, I'm really sorry, but okay. We're like at the end of the show, and there's all kinds of people waiting to talk with me, and I really need a question to be much more specific.
All right.
May I suggest that you please be one of my very first callers next Saturday night, and that the question be very specific. I don't like doing that to you, but we tried twice. Next week, please be my first caller. Sarah in Lincoln, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Sarah. I see that you're a Gemini, and I do need you to ask one question.
Yes. I wondered if you see any grandchildren in my near future.
Okay. Sarah, how many kids do you have?
Three.
And are they all married?
They are.
And nobody has children?
No, they do.
So you want to know if there's more?
Yeah, I wondered if anyone would be having one.
Okay. Well, I need to know a birthday of the one who you think most likely to produce another child sometime soon.
213, 1970.
213?
Uh-huh.
So she is an Aquarian?
Right. No, Gemini.
Say 613.
Right.
Okay. So this Gemini, you want to know if she's going to have more kids. Does she already have one or two?
One.
She has one. Okay. Queen of Diamonds represents her. And I guess you really like grandkids. How many do you have so far?
Four.
You have four.
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough. Right. Queen of Diamonds represents your Gemini daughter. And her fifth house cards say, sorry, Mom. Right now, I'm happy with things the way they are.
Okay.
So maybe next week you can call and try for another one of your kids to see if they're going to produce more grandchildren
for you.
You're welcome. Alan Fall River, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, Alan. Let's see. You're born into the beginning of the sign of Gemini. What's your question for me?
I think everybody's Gemini today.
It would seem that I have a lot of Geminis today.
My house,
yes.
teetering on putting it on the market.
you're teetering on putting it on the market. What would tip the scales for you?
Well, we were kind of looking forward to my wife jumping up the corporate ladder at where she works, but
yes,
they don't seem to be moving her.
So
I don't know if there's any future of her going up.
But what does that have to do with selling the house?
Well, we're just like teetering on the edge, you know.
No, I don't know. I am confused.
We're just making the bills.
Oh, okay. In other words, financially, it's a stress to own the house.
Right.
And if your wife were to get a promotion, it wouldn't be a stress.
Right.
So you wind up wondering if you should sell the house.
Right.
Okay, what's your wife's birthday?
Oh, boy. It's,
You are in so much trouble.
I'm in trouble.
Huge trouble. And tomorrow's Mother's Day.
December 30th.
Okay, Al, did you make babies with this woman?
Yes, I did.
So she's the mother of your kids in tomorrow's Mother's Day. Let me tell you, you better go out tonight and buy her something pretty darn special.
I'm taking her on a cruise tomorrow.
Okay, that's all right. Then maybe you'll redeem yourself because you are in enormous trouble. Yes, okay, all right.
I would say 50.
No, I don't need the year.
59.
I have the card representing her. And she falls with the Five of Hearts. You adore this woman even though you had a total lapse of memory just there. As far as the house is concerned, you got the Nine of Hearts there. I think you like the house a lot. But if it depends upon your wife producing a lot more income sometime soon, things look a little rocky. I'll tell you how I would play this if it were me. There are fours and nines in all kinds of key places in this reading. The four to me suggests 4 months from now. And if you add four to the month of May, it is indeed the nine, which is September. If nothing has surfaced by the end of December, at the worst case scenario beyond December 1st of the year, if things have not improved financially, Al, I'd let the house go.
All right.
There you go. There's a specific, and I hope you have a blast on the cruise. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Teresa in Providence. Teresa, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I am well, thanks, Teresa. And, yes, and so you're
a
Pisces.
I have a quick question for you because I know you've been busy tonight.
Yes.
We've had a lawsuit going on for about 4 years now, mm-hmm. and nothing has really moved on it. I'm just wondering, should we continue pursuing it? Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, because that gets expensive.
Sure it does.
Or should we just not?
All right. The Queen of Spades is you. You said we. Is there a husband involved in this with you?
Yes, there is.
And what's his birthday?
729.
So he is a Leo, meaning the King of Hearts. You happen to fall in the eighth house of this reading. The eighth house has to do with lawsuits that involve money. So if you're looking for some sort of a settlement, you fall with a 6, 9, and 10 of Hearts. Those are beautiful cards. So it almost seems as though things really are beginning to pull together right now and as though things could settle before too much longer. So maybe it's not quite the right time to let it go. I know that there's some tricky planets around, and I know that, lawsuits of this nature can indeed take a long time. But I don't think there's any real advantage to you bailing out on it as of this moment. I would consider going through on this at least till the end of July to see whether there's some new development right around that time. It could take as late as October, but I would hang in there a little bit longer, Teresa.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, we have run through all our calls, and people who are on hold are no longer there, and I think that's for the best. I don't like leaving people on hold. And, you know, next week, if you got caught off tonight, you are most welcome to join us at the very beginning of the program. And I'd like to take this moment to let you know a few other things that I hadn't shared with you tonight. You know that I have a couple of books on the market. One of them is called The Astrology of Great Sex, and the other is The Astrology of Great Gay Sex. Both are available on Amazon.com, and the Gay Sex book, which is brand new, will be at Borders, Barnes & Nobles, and other fine stores very shortly. In the meanwhile, should you be interested in a private consultation, my office phone number in Lincoln is 401-333-7970. Ken, thanks for a great job tonight, as always, and everybody else, have a great Mother's Day. Join me next week here on WPRO and 99.7 FM.